and welcome to Business Radio X and the Giving Back to Gwinnett Talk Show. This show is represented by Minuteman Press of Duluth, where high-quality products, timely service, competitive prices, these are three of the many things which you can expect from Minuteman Press of Duluth. And thank you. I am your host, Lynn Robinette, and our show highlights local charities serving Gwinnett County and promoting the work that they do. We have over 4,000 awesome nonprofits in our area, and today you will meet one of them, and it is Tammy with the Wishes for Me Foundation, and she's also heavily involved in North Georgia Walk to Emmaus, and we're going to find out more about the Walk to Emmaus and all of the different volunteer opportunities that Tammy has been involved with, and we hope that you will reach, that our show will show you how you can get involved, find out more about what you can do to give back to Gwinnett. And thank you. And Tammy, thank you for joining us today.
Well, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Wonderful. So tell me, what is the Walk to Emmaus?
Well, it's a 72-hour spiritual retreat weekend. It is based on a retreat that's been around since the 40s, back with the Crisio movement. It's a Roman Catholic movement. And then in 1978, the Methodists took it over. And it's now a non-denominational movement that anyone can go to. We are blessed in the North Georgia area to have our own retreat center, which is we're the only one in the country that has that. So that's really cool. And it is there to offer you a renewal of your walk with Christ. And it's also to help us have leaders back in our community once you've gone through it. You're there once as a pilgrim, which is really awesome. And you go, and the best thing about it is you show up on Thursday night, your sponsor brings you. You have to pack your clothes to get there. And once you're there, all you have to do is take care of yourself. Everything is taken care of for you. We make your bed. We cook your meals. You just get your, it's just a wonderful thing because you are shown God's love in such a way that you have never seen it before. You leave a different person. You've seen God's love in a whole different way. And you are renewed and refreshed and ready to come back. Share God's with everyone that you know. And see, and just be loving. It's just amazing.
Now, Tammy, when you say pilgrims, how many people are able to participate as pilgrims in a one weekend retreat?
We have up to 36 pilgrims, and you're only a pilgrim once.
How many volunteers actually for that weekend? Because you're saying you don't have to do anything. You just pack your clothes and you have servants around you because the volunteers are known as servants.
They're servants and you do serve. And we have about a 2-to-1 ratio. So we have about a team of 70 that serve those 36 pilgrims. And what we do is we encourage you to come back and serve on a team. And you can serve on a team as many times as you like to afterwards. My walk, I went in 2002, and currently I've served on 16 walks since then. It's an amazing thing. You think your walk is very special, but serving is even better.
You know, I was on the walk. I went to my pilgrim walk back 2010. It was just remarkable. So, yes, you don't have any idea what you walk into when you first attend the retreat. And the servants there were just wonderful. And they just show you love every minute of the day. What different capacities have you been a volunteer within the Walk to Emmaus?
When you serve, there is a kitchen team that prepares your meals. There is a dorm team that obviously will take care of they make your beds. They scrub your toilets. They make sure that everything is clean for you. They vacuum every day. And then there is the conference room team that will be there with you when you're inside the conference room. And we have, during the weekend, there are 15 talks that are the same talks that are given all over the world. We are a worldwide organization. They are given by lay people and clergy. So you'll get the same basic information, just personalized to the person given that is given the talks. Then we'll also have, and there are several other groups that do take care of you. So there's many places to serve. And like I said, you take care of yourself, but everybody will get you up. The dorm people will get you up and they'll point you in the right direction. And there's the leadership role of the people that the lay director and her team that will make sure they pick the team and they put the people in the right places to give the talks and the clergy. And it's hard to describe how wonderful it is, but it is better to come back and serve than it is on your own walk, if you can believe that. By the end of the weekend, people are going, we want to come back and do what you do because they just feel so loved and they want to be able to share that with others.
So how many walks are there a year?
We have spring and fall walks. Usually there are 3 walks in the spring and 3 walks in the fall. That's the norm, but that can change. What they'd like to do is there are male and female walks. So you don't, they like to have couples that go. If you're married, they'd like you to go the male for the first weekend and the women's the next weekend, but that's not necessary. My husband was not ready to go when I was ready to go, so he went 10 years after I did. That's what they'd like to do. Not necessary. As I said, my husband went 10 years after I did, but they want to have your own experience, not based on your husband's feelings or your feelings, or if you're single, that's it's all about your experience. So those women's walks there and men's walks are usually back-to-back weekends. Obviously, the women have all women teams, except for clergy. They may have male clergy on the women's weekend or female clergy on the male weekend. Obviously, they have their own sleeping quarters. They don't sleep bunk in with the vice versa. They don't bunk in the same quarters as a male or female.
Well, the walk and the information, where can the individuals go for information on the walk to Emmaus?
Well, they have a website. It's NWGWTE. No, sorry, that's for Northwest. Just go NGWTE, North Georgia Walk to Emmaus.com. North Georgia Walk to Emmaus.com. NGWTE, and that will get you to our website. That will tell you when the weekends are, but you do need to have a sponsor, and they will also get you information on how to get a sponsor. But the best thing to do is to ask at your local church if you have a Emmaus community, and they will hook you up with a sponsor that can help you go. Sponsor is a wonderful thing because they're going to help you when you go back to the community to get into a small group. And that's very important that you have a small group once you go back because they want you to stay connected continue in this walk. Small groups empower you. They keep you in line with what we learned at the walk. They keep you just accountable to what you need to remember, that Jesus loves you, and that if there's problems and you stumbled, or you just need to talk to other people and stay within your Christian circle of friends to help you when everyday things can get you down. So it's really a wonderful thing. They keep you continue on track. It's not just a one weekend thing, one and done. They want you to continue on with this.
The walk is very interesting for those that have not been, and if you're looking for a weekend to dig deeper into your spiritual beliefs and to get closer to God, I recommend the Walk to Emmaus. And any church can tell you, connect you up with the right people, tell you what websites to go to. And like Tammy said, this is an international organization. I've got friends in Mississippi and California that attend walks on a regular basis. So please, reach out if this is something that would interest you. Now, Tammy, you're also involved within another organization, the Wishes for Me Foundation. You and I are both board members of that. I know that you have been very involved for 3 or 4 years with the Wishes for Me Foundation, and it started with a cruise where, you know, you and I were friends and you'd participate in our walk events, but then we went on a cruise 3 years ago together. Tell us how that impacted you and your family.
we went on a cruise to celebrate my oldest daughter's graduation. Lynn brought some of the residents on the cruise.
Wait, you know what? Before you go any further, let me explain what, when she calls them residents. The Wishes for Me Foundation is a nonprofit organization in Gwinnett County. We do work with people throughout the whole country, but we do focus mainly in Georgia. We have 5 homes in Gwinnett County, all on the same street, for disabled adults who want to stay active in the community. We provide the homes. We don't provide the services. They have caregivers that the state pays for to come in and help assist them with their daily activities and needs. So some of the residents have been wanting to go on a cruise, and I enjoy going on cruises every year. So I took a couple of them with me. So when Tammy speaks of residents, that's what she's referring to. So proceed, Tammy.
Okay. So anyway, she brought some of the residents with us. And they are, Peter and Tyson came with us. And I didn't really, you know, had interacted with them some before, but do you really get to know somebody when you're on a boat for 7 days? We had the best time getting to know these two guys. Fell in love with them. They are the sweetest, coolest, most fun-loving guys I have ever met. I did not really know a lot of people with disabilities before then. So, you know, you kind of have preconceived notions. Those were blown away.
You find out when you're working with them that they are people, and they're innocence, and they love life, and they're just looking to be loved. Some of our residents realize there is a difference with them, but I tell people all the time, we all have a disability. Some of it's visual, some of it's not. Some are more profound, but we should be loving on all of them.
Right, and they make it so easy to love them. I've fallen in love with all of our residents, whatever their disability, physical, mental. They capture your heart because they are innocents, and you see, the world is not as scary as it might be when you look at what's going on. They just love love. They love life. They love being around other people. They just make you smile. I'm smiling now thinking of them. It makes you want to come back and do more because they just appreciate everything. Come meet them because they will make you smile. Not everybody you meet along the street will make you smile, but the residents make you smile. I can't say enough about that because you don't always find joy in life, but you come over there and they are happy and smiling, enjoy spending time with people. That's one thing that you don't always get to do when you're in a situation like that. Not all the family members are involved. And so to be able to have other people come around and spend time with them is very valuable to them. So we are in need of people to come and spend time with them. So I say, if you have a few minutes, come by and meet us. And then once you're there, you will fall in love like I did, and you'll want to come back and help. And that would be in any capacity, to come and play games. They love to play croquet, board games, or sit and watch a movie with them. Doesn't take anything more. I mean, it doesn't cost anything to you. But just come and spend time with them. Take them out for a walk in the park. These things are just very, no money involved, just your time. And I promise you, your heart will be full and it'll be worth every moment that you spend with them.
You know, speaking of the different things that you can do with our residents, they definitely enjoy it. And like Tammy said, families are not always involved. We've got several residents that call Tammy just to say hi. Tammy will come pick them up and even take them to have an ice cream cone. And they just think that's the greatest thing on earth. But our residents, we have four out of the 5 homes have animals that live in them. So we have 2 residents that have canine assistants, and then others that just have their family pet that they have moved with. We've transitioned several individuals out of nursing homes. We've been very successful, or the caregivers, because our caregivers, and it's not ours, it's the residents' caregivers that they hire, they work together as a team. They have made significant differences in the caregiver, the residents' lives, and but I have the caregivers call me all the time and just tell me how they have been touched. Tammy's gotten her family involved, and her oldest daughter, Courtney, she approached me a couple years ago about coming and working as a caregiver. So she's been working with us for nearly 2 years now. She thoroughly enjoys it. Courtney is a very, very intelligent person, enjoys the arts. She plays board games. She has been to gaming festivals with residents. We've got one resident that will go stay in a hotel for like 4 days and play board games 24 hours a day. And Courtney has been there. We've had several caregivers that participate in the board game festivals when they happen throughout Metro Atlanta 3 and 4 times a year. So, and the residents really do enjoy being a part of the community, being accepted, not being looked at or discarded. Most of our residents have been shut-ins, so they were not involved in the community. The foundation was started because of a need in my family. Both of my children were diagnosed 20 years ago with a disease called Friedreich's ataxia. What was going to happen to my children if I were no longer around? So that's how the Wishes for Me Foundation came to be. And from that, it has grown. We've been in existence since 2002. It's been a slow growth, but it's been a very stable growth because we are dealing with people's lives. So we welcome, again, anybody to come out and visit. The residents do enjoy meeting new friends and developing friendships because some of them have moved here from out of state. We have two ladies that moved into our home nearly a year ago, and they were from Buffalo, New York, disabled on Social Security or SSI, which the most you can receive from that in a month is $735. So they're trying to live on a very, very tight budget. So,
and they are the sweetest girls. They have done so much with the other residents. They are very, very crafty. They've helped the other residents make snowmen this Christmas for family presents. Out of wood. They've also beautified their yard. I mean, they have taken pride in their yard. They've done also got competitive with all the houses, doing Halloween decorations and who won the best decorated homes for Halloween and for Christmas. So, you know, it has become a family between the five houses. The residents have just really bonded and have become family as well. My husband was a little hesitant at first, didn't know, even though they liked Peter and Tyson, didn't know the other residents. But he enjoys coming with me and hanging out with the residents and has been more involved with things. We've had a shrimp boil and he comes and he's the
one of our cookers. Because we have the big old pots outside. We had probably about 60, 70 people for our first one.
Yeah, so he's getting involved and he helps out with any if there's any little repairs or whatever. He's done some stuff over at the houses, and so it's nice. And my youngest comes and volunteers when things need to be happening, and so it's become a family affair. And like I said, if you want to find some joy and a reason to smile, come over to the houses. We would love to have you. And like I said, it doesn't have to cost any money at all to just hang out.
So, Tammy, there's another thing that we've got coming up in April we've not talked about, but it is our annual walk and roll for independence. So April the 22nd at 10 a.m., we will begin registration, and the walk starts at 11 at Shorty Howell Park in Duluth. So if you want to get involved, meet our residents, come on out. You can go to our website, www.wishes4me.org. Again, wishesforme.org. I am Lynn Robinette. I am the founder of the organization, but I'm also your talk show host of Giving Back to Gwinnett. We really appreciate our listeners and hope you can attend future events. We have the walk, as well as in June, we will have our shrimp boil again. Everybody wants to see that again this year. So that will be a repeated event. Thank you for listening. Tammy, thank you for coming out today. We were going to have another individual as well, Clark Jensen. He's with a Rotary Club, and he's very heavily involved in other nonprofit organizations, and just wanted him to talk about how getting involved and giving back to the community has touched his life and his family's life, his staff's life. So, but he had a family emergency and was not able to attend today, but we'll have him on the show in a future month. So please listen every month again, second Friday, 11:30, Gwinnett Business Radio X. Thank you, everybody, and have a great weekend.